brimstone.
No, for me, that ain't no brimstone. It didn't come off no stone either.
Fucking donkey. Shrinking donkey, y'all. Shrinking donkey, y'all.
I have to close every freaking window open in this thing. Program that's open in here because Gracie just opens programs. Don't give no craps.
Because you got like 37 life. Open right now.
She opens all these programs and then... And half of them, she don't even like... She just be pushing stuff and it opens.
I'm trying to keep Brinley away from my technology. She be fucking shit up and does not care. She's like, oh, is this yours? Oh, well. I'm going to step on it.
Yeah, Gracie was... Yesterday, she was like... She had my iPad and she was on the floor because it was charging. She was like, done. And then I was like, can you not kick my iPad, please?
I wasn't.
I was like, I was watching you. I saw you kicking my shit.
I'll fight a kid.
Shrek and Donkey, y'all. Shrek and Donkey. Shrek and Donkey, y'all. So, how was your week?
I don't know.
So, we had to relocate today. We were evacuated out of our podcast room. For the time being, because I got baby chickens. Yay!
And which are a salmonella risk.
Dude, I went down a salmonella rabbit hole, and I'm scared. I was like, I didn't know this was something I had to worry about, and I'm scared.
Why?
I don't want to, like, be cleaning the birds and doing this and doing that and accidentally, like, poke my eyeball, and then I got salmonella in my eye.
Well, that's if they have salmonella. Is that it, like, you just true. Automatically get it from a bird.
That's true. That's true. They would have to have salmonella. They're five-day-old baby chickies, and this is going to be very exciting. So we are downstairs for today until I figure out what the fuck I'm going to do with these birds, because they are, it's too cold to have them in the garage with a light. And they'll be like, hey, it's cold in here. Let us out.
Are you going to, you can't put the lid on, huh?
I could. I don't think the lid's required right now because it's not cold. But if I had to, like, put them in the garage, I guess I could put the lid on there. But they need ventilation.
Well, duh. That's why you drill holes in the lid.
And in the sides. Mm-hmm. I think I would put, like, a hole in the middle of the thing. Kind of like a cage.
And then you just put the light over that?
Mm-hmm.
That works. Or a mesh or something.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. So you don't know what your week was like? It was just a blur.
I don't even remember what it was. What happened? To be perfectly honest, I took some kids to school. It's Dr. Seuss week next week.
That was this week.
I think it's this week coming, because that's why they're having the book fair.
Okay, I believe you. I got an email.
I did too.
I should probably read it.
And it says Dr. Seuss week. I don't know why they would send us an email about a past week.
Well, not everybody makes a lot of sense.
A bunch of kids were wearing pajamas on Friday, and I was like, is it pajama day today?
It was Dr. Seuss week, so usually people go hard for Dr. Seuss week.
Exactly.
I was talking to Ashley, and she, her law firm went and read Dr. Seuss books to kids at school last week.
Oh, that's cool.
Which is super cute, and I was like, oh my god, that's so nice. And Ashley is actually running for the Man and Woman of the Year title for the Leukemia and Lymphoma Society in Fresno.
Oh, that's cool.
And I'm so about this event because that was my first internship in college for the Leukemia and Lymphoma Society for this particular event.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so I'm excited for her, so I'm going to help her.
Does she have to, like, do, like, signs and stuff or what?
They want to raise money. That's that, you know, cancer research.
No, but if she's, like, running for, like, a title, is it a title? What is it?
It's
like,
for or an honor? Yeah.
So is it a tighter a title or an honor?
Is it a tighter?
Because you know how like people are like vote for it, like she doesn't have to vote.
I don't. There's no voting. It's just I think it's whoever brings in the most money wins.
Mm. Okay, so it's just a person who basically raises the most funds.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay.
My nose is running, so let me go handle that.
I'm like, you got to make signs and stuff. Like, what do? You got to go vote for Ashley.
Vote
what?
For Pedro.
Look, yeah, see, now there's chewing going on. And
chewing.
And crunching.
Anyway, so that was your week. Cool.
Yeah, I didn't have a week. I mean, I don't remember anything that happened this week. I did some TikToks.
How's TikTok working for you? Oh, we did that video. Hey, guys, check out our YouTube. We did a video about the scams on TikTok or social media in general. It's the same premise for every platform, but it's going on TikTok right now. So check out our YouTube. Maybe I'll include a link.
So, anyway, how was your week?
Excuse me.
I've been fighting off this sickness all week. I feel like it's getting worse. I think I sound better.
Yeah, you don't sound congested.
Yeah, it's just...
like before.
I'm just trying to stay away from people, honestly. I'm just trying to stay away from a large amount of people. And I had to go to Bakersfield on Thursday for the election thing.
That's not fun. Like, I wouldn't want to go to Bakersfield. That's why I usually do the class that's in Mojave.
Well, you asked me to do a solid, so I did a solid. So I went to Bakersfield. And I was about to leave Bakersfield, and I was like, let me go and look for these baby chicks to see if there's any chicks. And I went to the feed store, and they had chicks, and I was just, like, reading everything.
Which feed store?
What was it called? It was on Rosedale.
I don't know.
It was an off-brand one, but, I mean, it
like
was...
like a mom and pop?
Hang on, let me... I Googled the address, and I had it direct me there, so... Do you know how your maps, do you know this, but your maps will keep every address that you went to?
Yeah, but it's hard to find them when you need them.
Yeah, so don't be murdering people and using your fucking maps in your phone, because they'll be able to figure out where you went.
Murdering people.
Or doing dirt.
What's this motherfucker's address? How do I get there?
I bet you a bunch of people do stupid shit like that.
Location of murder. That's what it says in your freaking map.
In pet supply store.
Okay.
You wanted to know, so... I feel like Phoebe on Friends when she was sick and she had, like, her sexy voice. And she would just cough and it was just, like, the most unattractive cough. Ugh. Her tongue hanging out and stuff. That's what I feel like.
That's gross. You know, I've seen people who cough like that, too, like, in real life. And it's disgusting.
You're like, close your fucking mouth.
Why do you have to cough like that? Like... are you dying? Your tongue has to come all the way out of your mouth?
Put your tongue in your mouth. What are you, three?
Disgusting.
Get your life.
Bleh.
Even my two-year-old covers her mouth. She'll pull her shirt up or it's in the elbow.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Just like, mm-mm. We can't. We're not playing this.
Bleh.
But that was how my week was. So now I'm a mom of seven Dominique baby chicks.
Oh, motherfucker.
Yeah,
that
sure.
Dominique?
Yeah, they're called Dominiques. They're heritage birds.
I don't know what that means.
It means they are...
they're like old world chickens?
Natives, yeah.
Because I know they have something like that's like old world birds, and then there's like modern birds.
Mm. Well, these ones are heritage birds, so...
whatever that means.
Well, when you're getting your free eggs, you're going to be like, thank you.
Whatever you say. I know. I used to get eggs from Gabby, but I don't work with her anymore, so I can't.
She was hooking you up with eggs on the reg?
No, I would have to ask her. I'd be like, hey, you got any eggs? And she'd be like, oh, yeah, I'll bring you some.
Okay.
But, you know, because she didn't eat them. Like, she didn't feed them to her family. They just had the chickens, but they didn't use
them. Oh, you said they thought it was weird, right?
She thought it was weird. So she wouldn't, like, or sometimes she would give them to her husband, but she'd be laughing about it. Like, you're eating those chicken eggs.
That's fucked up. That makes me nervous. Like, you better eat this chicken egg in front of me before I'm going to take your eggs.
Well, she just, you know, because, like, they're like her mom would be like, hey, give me a chicken, like, so she could eat the chicken. Like,
oh.
And she's like, no, those are my pets.
Oh, shit. Well, Grandma was saying, ooh, we going to have some fried chicken. I said, Grandma, settle the hell down. You're not eating my chickens. And then she came over yesterday to see the chicks. She said, those aren't big enough for gumbo. I said, Grandma.
She was thinking about gumbo.
She was thinking about cooking the chickens. And I said, Grandma, stop it. But if I do get like a few roosters, I'll raise them up. But then.
Then you gotta go.
Yeah. I don't think I want to be a chicken hatchery or producer. Brutus, like those, you gotta go.
Like those Warner Brothers cartoons. When they were always, they was like, what's his name?
Tom and Jerry?
No, what's his name? Foghorn Leghorn.
Oh, like, yeah, yeah, yeah.
They'd be trying to eat him. The hawks, the chicken hawks.
He was huge.
They're all bigger than normal.
But then the hens would be like regular size hens. And he was just like a stud walking around.
I was on that class, like coughing.
It felt terrible.
More people like.
No, I had a Kleenex and I was coughing in my Kleenex.
No.
The chick next
they're
to
all
me.
They're all like coronavirus.
The chick next to me didn't give a fuck. She was like. Like, hey, girl, blah, 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 this, that. And I was like, she's like, hey.
I'm like, can you not cough in my direction, please? Thank you. You might not want to talk to me. I got coronavirus.
You don't be on social media like I be on social media. But they're saying that, like, coronavirus is, like, seriously affecting the sales of the Corona beer.
It's because people are stupid. That's basically what it is. Yeah. People are stupid. Oh, coronavirus, can you get it from drinking beer?
They know that. No.
And it's like,
no pendejo.
It's not our fault. But yeah, people are, yeah.
I'm just hoping it brings the price down. I'll go buy some Coronas. Stock that shit up in the fridge. What's up? You ain't scared of no coronavirus. Anyway, let's get into it. So, hey, I am Sunny Hepburn.
And I'm Brandy Fleeks.
And this is
Book of Lies.
The podcast. Mm-hmm. So welcome back, and welcome if you are a new listener. Feel free to connect with us on social media if you want. If you want to continue the party, you can connect with us on Twitter at Book of Lies Pod, on Instagram and Facebook at Book of Lies Podcast, and we have a website, www.bookoflispodcast.com. And if you are about that life, you can join our group on Facebook, Book of Lies Podcast Group.
Dot group?
There's no dot.
Dot group?
Dot group. I have such a headache right now all of a sudden. But then you should tell us, like, how you got to the story, like, how it was recommended. You are?
Yeah. Oh, I'm sorry. I know how to do my thing.
Thank I know how to do much. My fucking job, bitch. All right, then. Well,
thanks for your help and all, producer. Producer?
I am a producer.
Put it on your fucking resume, podcast producer.
I should. Hey,
Oh, y'all. Look, Hillary Clinton's looking for a sidekick for her podcast. I think I'm going to apply.
A sidekick?
Yeah. Like her, you know, her podcast co-host.
I didn't know she had a podcast.
She signed a deal with iHeart.
iHeart is getting, like, they are all about celebrities.
Yeah, that's they don't care they, about the little people.
No, they don't. We actually recently got listed again on iHeart. Like, when we switched hosts, all of our shit got dropped.
Oh, really?
And we had to go back and, like, reclaim everything, and it's weird. But we're back in order, so we are officially on iHeart also. So it's not all about the big fish, baby. Come check out these little tadpoles over here.
Honestly. Besides, I think the small podcasts are better anyway, because
we can say what the fuck we want.
True that.
Like, we're not ruled and run by some asshole who's like, you better do what I say or you're fired.
Do what I say or you're fired.
Fired! Fuck your fire. Nora. Anyway, who are we covering today?
Today we are discussing Rosie Ruiz, the marathon thief. That's what I'm calling her, the marathon thief.
Okay.
Who managed to gain titles. Again, a title. It was one title. As the winner of the Boston. She actually had fucking, before she, you know, was debunked and, like, stripped, she actually, they believed that she had set a record.
Oh, lying-ass bitch set a lying-ass record?
Basically, like, she had, yeah, she, when she was not, you know, when she was the winner, she had set a record, and they were like, what? Like, who the fuck is this bitch?
Where you come from?
Yeah, so Rosie Ruiz was born in Havana, Cuba. And when she was 8, her family moved to Memphis, Florida. I had no idea there was a Memphis, Florida.
There is a city for, like there's a Hollywood, Florida.
Oh, yeah, I knew that.
I'm just saying, like, I feel like every city, there's one in, like, in most states.
There, you know what's really funny? All of the East Coast states and the Eastern and Southern states were named first. And then the West Coast, you know, got names. And they just basically were like, well, we'll just name it this. There's one over there.
Like Jamestown. There's a bunch of Jamestowns, right?
And there's a bunch of fucking Springfields. There's a lot of Springfields.
Really?
There's like 11 Springfields in this country. So that's why, like, when they did The Simpsons, you know, Springfield, nobody knew what state they were in, but they were in Springfield. Well, there's, like, a bunch of fucking Springfields, and people were like, well, they're in Springfield this, or they're in Springfield that. And I think they finally said, they're over here. But before that, there was Springfield. And if you were living in a city or a town named Springfield, you were just claiming the Simpsons. So, they moved to Memphis, Florida when she was 8. After they came here, she somehow was separated from her mom and went to live with her aunts and uncles and cousins.
From Cuba?
In Hollywood, Florida.
Okay.
No, from Memphis. Like, they moved to Memphis, Florida.
Okay.
And then for some reason, she went to live with aunts, uncles, and cousins in Hollywood, Florida.
Okay.
In 1972, she graduated from South Broward High School, and she went to Wayne State College in Nebraska, where she got a degree in music in 1977. In the 70s, she moved to New York, obviously after she graduated from high school, and she began working for a metal trader's, for Metal Traders, that was the name of the company, which was a commodities firm. Obviously, they sold metal.
Obviously, selling metal.
And that's pretty much all the information that they gave us about her, like, life as a child. In sometime in the late 70s, she started fucking running and started running marathons.
Okay.
Now, the information that's available is, like, really mercurial.
Murky waters?
Because there's no information between, like, this time and this time and this time. Like, why did she start running marathons? Nobody fucking knows. It's not, there's no information about
maybe
when she started running, maybe why she started running.
A new year, new her, and she's like, you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to conquer running. I'm going to do myself me a marathon.
Mm-mm.
And then she's like, this shit is hard.
You don't run one marathon, like, and then you run, you know. That's not what happens. You start with 3Ks, 5Ks,
I'm just saying, marathons. That could have been her goal, that she could have did that. Maybe she just got hardcore into it.
We don't know, like, what she did. Like, when I was running back when Giovanni was little, I was running around Roseman. I was like, oh, I'm going to run the L.A. Marathon. But I knew I wasn't going to be running it the next time it was out. Like, the L.A. Marathon is this month. It's in March. It's at the end of March. It's every year it's in March. And every year I'm like, oh, damn, I want to run the L.A. Marathon. But I know, as a person who has not been running, like, regularly, that I'm not going to be able to run next year's L.A. Marathon without some extensive fucking training. Like, I'm not going to be signing up for the L.A. Marathon. Like, you know.
Do it.
For the 2021 L.A. Marathon. I'm not doing it. I have to run some 5Ks, some 3Ks, some fucking half marathons first before I even try to dip my toe in the L.A. Marathon. And the L.A. Marathon isn't even as freaking difficult as the New York Marathon or the Boston Marathon. So, what marathon am I going to... The desert marathon? I'm not running any marathons anytime fucking soon. 365 days is not enough time for me, personally, to train for a marathon. I already know this.
Have you heard of David Goggins?
Walton Goggins?
Mm-mm, David Goggins.
No.
He's like an inspirational speaker type guy right now, but, like, he runs marathons and does, like, all kinds of things, and he's just like, you know, fuck your fear. Get out there and fucking run. He said the first time he ran, like, he ran a marathon and fucked his shit up.
Yeah, that's not gonna happen. I already know. I know what it... Again, I was running back in the day and, like, just running, like, and I was just, like, running 3K just to run it. Yeah. Like, you know, and that's not even that far. So, a fucking marathon? That's 26.2 miles.
Nah, not me.
Do you think I'm just going to break out of my house one morning and just run 26.2 fucking miles?
Why are you going to break out?
Where the fuck am I going to go? Like, I will be dead on the fucking street and somebody's going to have to come find me.
Can someone scoop Brandy up off the
Where
sidewalk?
Is she, first of all? Find her GPS. Is her phone on? Oh, it's dead because she didn't charge it last night.
She's so fucked.
Good luck. I'll be in the desert. The coyotes will be eating me. The freaking ravens will be eating me. We have turkey vultures, turkey buzzards, or turkey vultures, whatever you want to call them, in Cal City.
Yeah.
They're going to come and eat me because I'll be fucking laying on the ground, unconscious.
Okay, gotcha.
No untrained person just goes out and runs a marathon. But somehow she manages to qualify for the New York City Marathon.
Because you have to qualify.
You have to qualify. Okay. You have to have a qualifying time. The New York City Marathon, they change the qualifications every year. So, I don't know what it was back in 1979, but this is when she ran the New York City Marathon.
79,
okay. To qualify at this point, right now, this, like, in the last couple of years.
2020?
For example, I didn't write down the times, but to qualify for the New York City Marathon by time, last year for the 2019 Marathon, your time had to have... You had to have run a half marathon or a full marathon with a qualifying finishing time. And the times vary by your sex and your age.
Mm-hmm.
So for a woman, let's say a woman in her 20s, which I believe she was in her 20s at the time, 2 hours and whatever.
Fuck you.
Whatever minutes.
Fuck you.
Is what it would have been to qualify. Mm-mm. Somehow she managed to do this.
Maybe she cheated.
Do we know this? Because we don't have any information about the marathons that she ran to qualify. Okay. That's what I'm saying. Okay. The information is not in existence, or if it is, it hasn't been published.
Okay.
So I don't know what marathons she ran. Because to qualify for the 2019 marathon, this half marathon or full marathon would have had to have been run in 2018.
Got it.
The New York City Marathon is in November. You had to have run this marathon the previous year in 2018.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so she did it somehow. She applied to run, but her application was late. So she said that she was dying from brain cancer, and they let her fucking enter. Was she? Probably not.
Why? Like, I hate that. Like, don't use that as your fucking excuse. Brain cancer or someone
I'm dying of brain cancer. So they were like, oh, you poor thing. Yeah, you can run. Sure, fuck everybody else that don't got cancer and they want to. Sure. And the spaces are limited. So even if you qualify and you don't get your application in on time, you don't get to run. The spaces are limited. Anyway, so they let her run. I'm sorry. They let her enter.
Oh.
They let her enter.
You can join.
Mm-hmm. According to records, before the debacle happened, she finished the race with a time of 2 hours, 56 minutes, and 29 seconds. At the finish, she was the 11th woman overall, which was enough to qualify her for the Boston Marathon.
And this was a New York Marathon.
This was the New York City Marathon in 1979.
Got it. For the Boston Marathon in 1980?
Right.
Got it.
For the April 21st, 1980 Boston Marathon. 6 months later.
Okay.
So, on April 21st, 1980, she appeared to win the Boston Marathon somehow. And not just finish, because, like, again, in the New York City Marathon, she apparently came in 11th.
Okay.
This time, she fucking won.
Savage.
She won the female category, coming in at 2 hours and 31 minutes and 56 seconds. A whole nearly half an hour
faster,
shorter, yeah, faster than the previous fucking marathon, right?
And people, it's the same distance?
26.2 miles.
Okay.
Same distance. And she basically, like, her time, that time was the fastest female in at the time in the Boston Marathon history. Like, the whole history of the marathon, you were the fastest female runner that we've ever had.
You bad as fuck, girl.
And it would have been the third fastest female time ever recorded in any marathon.
Wow.
But.
The yeah, but.
But people were like, who the fuck is this bitch? We ain't never heard of her before.
Because the runners all know each other, right?
They do. Yeah. Like, their marathoners are marathoners. They run several marathons over the course of years.
Who the fuck is this bitch?
Who is this chick? Number one. Yes, who is this bitch? Okay. Who the fuck is that bitch? Number one. Number two, we didn't see her ass on the course.
Oh, yeah.
Where the fuck was she at?
Yes.
Who? And what? Where was she?
Say what?
So, people were like, we didn't see her. And so, like, you know, at the finish line, the reporters ask you questions about your race. How did you feel? What did you think of this town, this area, this borough? What do you, because you're running through several, like, neighborhoods and stuff.
Yeah.
What did you think about this over here? And there's an area in Boston where students go to college, Wellesley College, and the students gather to cheer on the runners. Mm-hmm. And she had no recollection of ever running there. Like, the reporters were like, oh, what did you think about running in the Wellesley area? Because that's where all the college students are there and they're cheering you on.
Yeah.
I don't know. Like, I don't remember.
Okay.
My brain cancer. I don't remember.
Like, she didn't, like, couldn't answer those questions. The men's winner, Bill Rogers, who came in first, was like, then this is the third time he's run and won the Boston Marathon, right? Yeah. So he's like, she can't remember fucking, like, things that we already know, like, people who have been running marathons and the Boston Marathon specifically by heart. Like, you can't remember your intervals because they do intervals and splits, which, like, they pace themselves for a certain amount of time or length, distance, and then they sprint for a while. Okay. And then they you know, pace, and then they sprint.
Yeah.
So he couldn't remember what she couldn't remember anything about any of this. She couldn't remember, again, about running through the Wellesley area.
She's like, I'm not even tired.
She wasn't fucking sweating. There was no sweat. Her fucking clothes were dry. Bone fucking dry. Her thighs were less lean and muscular than would be expected for a world-class runner. And how the fuck are you running faster than everybody else? Every other woman on here and your fucking skinny chicken legs.
I want to shake my belly like a bowl full of jelly.
Those legs didn't carry you that far that fast. Bitch.
Hey, sounds like you're a lying bitch.
Okay, like, she didn't have the physique of a runner.
Okay.
They tested her heart. They gave her a stress test. And her stress, or her resting heart rate was at 76 beats per minute.
What does that mean?
Most female runners have a low heart rate. It's 50 beats per minute. Because they stress their hearts on a regular basis, and their hearts don't need to pump as fast. Their body is pumping their blood efficiently at 50 beats a minute. My resting heart rate is probably like 80 beats a minute. I'm not a marathon runner. Hers was 76. And they're like, that's not normal. How could you have run that fucking fast? And your resting heart rate is 70. Your resting heart rate is 76 beats a minute. You would have been like, she would have been dying. Like, she literally would have been. She would have been crawling across the finish line. So, shit just kept popping up that was just inconsistent with the average runner. And like, okay, granted, there are exceptions. But all of these exceptions...
Right, red flags.
...on this one person, no. So, her time, again, was 2 hours, 31 minutes, and 56 seconds. Which, again, was more than 25 minutes faster than her previous time. In the New York City Marathon. When she was talking to the reporter, she didn't seem fatigued. And the reporter asked her, so, you know, why don't you seem tired? She's all, I woke up with a lot of energy this morning.
Lying bitch.
Some of the female competitors thought it was odd. And when they asked what she noticed about Wellesley, again, she couldn't answer that. None of the other runners remembered seeing her ass. The person who was the real winner, her name was Jacqueline Garreau from Canada. At the time, during the race, they had told her that she was in the lead. She was at the 18-mile mark. They're like, you're first. You're the first woman. Oh,
the Canadian woman.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
And then Patty Lyons was second place. They told her at the 17-mile marker, hey, you're about a mile behind Jacqueline Garreau. You're in second place, right?
Yeah.
So they're already knowing, hey, I'm in first, I'm in second.
I'm good.
You have to see somebody pass you, a female pass you, before, you know, that it's going to basically make you know that you didn't win or you didn't come in first or second or whatever. Well, neither one of them saw her pass them. And the spotters, because, you know, there's race officials that are spotters watching each individual runner.
Mm-hmm.
Or at least the leading runners. They're not watching the gaggle pack in the back. But the leading runners, they're watching them. The spotters at the checkpoints didn't fucking see her ass go through the freaking things. And they couldn't find her in any of the pictures or any of the video footage of the race.
She just materialized.
Right.
And won.
Exactly. So after the Boston Marathon, officials investigated her. They were like, oh, okay, well, they decided and they discovered that she didn't run the whole course. So she was retroactively, April 25th, disqualified from the race. So how did she do it? So for the New York City Marathon, which she fucking didn't run.
Oh.
She took a subway part of the race. So this is what happened, okay? I guess apparently, you know, she showed up at the beginning to get her number, to get her chip. Because I don't know if they did it back then, but they have a little chip, a marker that you use. And that it at each mile point,
it tracks.
They probably didn't do it back then because you wouldn't have been able to get away with it because they'd check that. But you get a little electronic, little
tag.
Yeah. And it every mile marker.
Do you ever feel like what you need in your life is a 26-year-old woman with bipolar and an overinflated sense of self to talk to you every single day from her bedroom? If you do, then I have the podcast for you. It's called The Rosie Cast. R-O-S-Y Cast. That's right, I've seen cheer. Listen wherever you get your podcasts. And remember, Avril Lavigne was killed in 2003 and replaced with a woman named Melissa.
Your time for that mile.
Yeah. That's smart.
I guess back then they didn't have those.
Fuck that chew chip.
Yeah. So. She checked in, got her number apparently. At some point, she dropped out of the race.
This is for the New York City Marathon.
During the New York City Marathon. Okay. And while she was on the subway, there was a freelance photographer on the subway as well named Susan Morrow. She told people, the race officials or the press or both, that she remembered meeting her on the subway, Rosie Ruiz on the subway, and accompanying her from the subway to the race. At some point, she lost touch with her, but she saw her jump in the race, basically like get to, you know, near the finish line of the race and report herself as an injured runner. Mind you, she came in at 11th as the 11th female.
Right. That's still good.
So there's still people, like, it's not like a group of people crossing the finish line and the 11th place. 11th place is still a fucking fast run.
Yeah.
So you're still, like, one at a time crossing at this point.
Right.
But she somehow got in there and was, like, limping, hobbling. I don't know what she did, but she said that she was an injured runner. But they marked her as completing the race. And that gave her that time of 2 hours and 50, whatever it was, 2 hours and 56 minutes and 29 seconds. She was escorted to the first aid station, and then they marked her down as completed the race, which gave her the qualification for the Boston Marathon. Mm-hmm. So during the Boston Marathon, she, I guess, checked in, got her fucking number, and at some point slipped out of the race. Two Harvard students by the names of John Faulkner and Sola Mahoney remembered seeing her burst out of the crowd on the sidelines, on Commonwealth Avenue, which was a half a mile away from the finish line. And
just start striking.
Saunter herself across the freaking the finishing line.
So everybody's watching this fraud and this huge lie happen.
Those two people remember seeing her. I guess, you know the excitement. You're cheering for people. You're looking for your runner, your favorite runner, if you have a family member or friend running.
Yep.
Or if you're just a spectator that lives in the city and wants to just encourage people, you're just watching. So, yeah, apparently people didn't see her bust out of this group of people. Well, they had those two people.
Learn some more.
When they learned of the investigation against her, came forward and said, "We saw this chick come out of this crowd." So the Boston Marathon officials went back through the tapes.
Oh, because they had tapes
and the photos. Yeah. They didn't see her in any of the pictures until the very end of the race.
I'm invisible.
Mm-hmm. That's how fast she's running. You can't even see her. Fucking flash. They saw her, she didn't appear in any of the photos until the end of the race.
That's fucked up.
They conducted interviews where they discovered, Faulkner and Mahoney.
Did she even start the race at all? Like,
I think she had to have at least been at the starting line. Like, she got her number.
And
if
probably
she
left.
Just slipped away from, the group of runners, then she might have done it
that way. I bet you she checked in, left, went and had some lunch, and then was like, had a fucking Bloody Mary or two.
And then some alcoholic beverage.
She's like, "Oh, this looks like a good time. Let me get back over there."
Well, she did that.
Bitch.
So they stripped her of her title on April 29th, 1980, and they declared Jacqueline Giroux, the Canadian woman, as the winner because her time was 2 hours and 34 minutes and 28 seconds. So basically she came in at about three minutes after the fake time.
Aw, well, good for her.
Ruiz's New York time was later invalidated because after the Boston Marathon, the New York City Marathon was like, oh, shit. And that's when Suzanne Morrow came forward and was like, you might want to check your tapes.
Yeah.
And so they stripped her of her win.
What the fuck is happening?
Exactly. So, and at the time, nobody knew who she was.
Yeah.
So they were like, who is this woman and how did she win?
How does she beat me? Because guess what? I've been training for years. Fuck that bitch.
And again, her body is that of like the average woman that's just walking around the street, not a runner.
Right.
We're
not trying to hate or anything, y'all, but...
look at my thighs. Look at my quads.
My thighs...
Do you see her quads? Look at my quad.
Yeah, they're not going to carry my ass over no finish line to no marathon. Like, it takes a certain type of person...
All you have to do is
marathons.
Train, but again, she hadn't been training for no marathons, and she hadn't been a long-time marathoner.
Right.
That
not me.
So, her winning time was the third fastest in the New York City Marathon, the third fastest marathon time in the history for women. And that the people were like, nah, bitch, nah, fraud! I call shenanigans. So... she never explained why she did this.
Like, no?
And the entire time of her life, because she lived for years and years and years and years and years after this, and she never said why
she's still alive now, right?
No.
Okay.
She never explained why she did it. Ever. Nobody knew. But I
wanted to win a marathon.
It was suggested that her boss was so impressed that she had qualified for the Boston Marathon that he offered to pay her way. However, she didn't qualify because she didn't run the New York City Marathon. So what the hell is that about?
This is all based on lies.
It's believed that she intended to jump into the middle of the pack of runners at the Boston Marathon, but she miscalculated and so basically became the first woman to cross.
If you're going to do some fraud shit, you better do your research.
Or at least be like, okay, there's a gaggle of people right there. Let me get in there instead of just coming in
figure this shit out
by yourself as the first woman. You know what I mean?
Yeah. I'm going to win this. Nah. Fucking win this shit right
Did
now.
You ever see that? You didn't watch The Office, huh?
The US one?
Yeah.
I watched a little bit of it.
I don't remember what season it was, but it was the season when Pam and Jim were, I think they were already married at the time. And
Pam and Jim didn't get married till like the end.
They got married.
That was like the last episode was them getting married, right?
No. The last episode was when, okay.
I didn't watch it that far, obviously, so that's why I questioned that.
But. Okay, no. They got married. Michael was still their boss when they got married.
Okay.
And, Andy became the boss later after Robert California and John Lithgow, I think, was on there a couple of episodes. But, so they got married in the middle of the season, toward the end, but like 3 or 4 seasons before the end.
Okay.
But I think this was, they might have been married, they might have been dating, I can't remember specifically. And if you're an Office fan and you know what I'm talking about, you know, send us an email or text us, tweet us, whatever.
If you want to send us an email, bookoflies@gmail.com. Thanks.
Or Book of Lies. Are we be at Book of Lies?
On what?
Podcast.
On what?
On Twitter.
Book of Lies Pod.
Book of Lies Pod on Twitter. Tweet us. Anyway, so there was an episode where Michael decided to have an office run. Forgot what it was. I think it was like a 5K.
Okay.
An office 5K run. And people were fucking cheating.
It's like 2.5 miles.
5K is 3.2 miles, I believe.
Okay.
But people were like, they were lazy, like freaking, what's his name? The black guy. I forgot what his name is. Him.
The one with the sass or the one in the shipping room?
No, not Daryl. That's Daryl. The one in the shipping room.
Okay.
The
one that always looks like this?
Yes. the one with the, like, I ain't doing that shit today, face.
Yeah.
What is his name? I know his name. I can't think of what it is right now. And I think it was him and Kevin and, what's his name, Luis?
The gay one?
Yeah. His name's not Luis. What is his name? I can't remember their names. I haven't watched it in a while.
I'll help.
But they were cheating. They were like, they went and had some food. They were taking a cab. They cheated. And
see, food, cabs, all that
yeah,
shit.
Yeah, they took a cab. Michael was like taking salt, fucking salt licks and shit. he thought he was doing something. Meanwhile, Pam and Jim were just walking, holding hands. Like we're not about that life.
So his name was Stanley.
Stanley, thank you.
The one with the sass, and the one Luis is Oscar.
Oscar, yes,
yes.
But they were cheating, and then you know, others like Angela was running, but she was like, her and Dwight were having problems. So it was just like a thing, and I was just like, why? Because I guess Michael thought it might be a good team-building exercise.
It is. I love mud runs. Don't get me wrong. Like, I am not a runner.
That's not a team-building thing, though. Like, you want to come in first.
I'm not a runner whatsoever, but if you get a bunch of people to do a mud run together...
Oh, speaking of which, when is this mud run that you wanted to do?
It's in May, I think.
What's it called? I have to sign up before I forget, because I keep forgetting.
You can do it? It's in Castaic.
I know.
Hang on. Let me see.
Castaic.
It's called Rugged Maniac Mud Run in Castaic. And it's at a little... Why do I have it in my phone at 10:15? I think I have it's at 10.
Rugged Maniac.
Yeah. Do you want me to add you to the group?
Yeah, do that. Okay, anyway, so...
It's a Facebook group.
So we never knew why she did this. And they believe that, you know, she did it... Yes, okay, so check this out. There were... How many women do you think ran this the Boston Marathon in 1980?
1980?
Mm-hmm.
200?
Mm-mm.
Less?
More.
450.
She beat out 448 women.
Quote, unquote.
Yeah. Like, there were 448 other women who ran the Boston Marathon that year, and she managed to appear to be first. And not only, after she was stripped of her title, not only did she try to defend herself and say, I ran that race fair and square! But she didn't even bother to think about, oh, well, there's 448 other women who qualified for this race, who have been running marathons for probably years, who fucking look like beasts on the freaking track, and I look like this schlub just fucking crossing the fucking, the finish line. Like, you got some fucking hubris, bitch. Who do you think you are?
Bitch, who you think you are?
So, anyway, after all of this marathon bullshit, she was involved in more bullshit. In 1982, 2 years after the marathon, she was arrested for embezzling $60,000 from a real estate company that she worked for.
What?
Yeah.
$60,000. I guess if you're willing to steal the fucking title of a marathon, you could...
But see, okay, and what she got for the marathon, what do you think you get for winning the Boston Marathon? Or at that time, what do you think she got?
She got a handshake, a pat on the ass, and probably $100.
She didn't get any money. She got a silver cup.
See?
And a fucking medal.
Told you, handshake, pat on the ass. There it is.
Like a silver cup, not even a gold cup. She got a silver fucking cup.
That's funny.
So, yeah. 2 years later, she was arrested for embezzling $60,000 from the real estate company that she worked at in Florida. She spent a week in jail for this and was sentenced to 5 years probation.
That was me. I just added you to the group.
Then she moved back to South Florida, where, again, she was fucking arrested in 1983 for being involved in a cocaine deal. So, yeah, she was involved in a cocaine deal, was arrested, sentenced to another 3 years of fucking probation. So now she's got 8 years of probation. If they ran them.
Well, she was in Florida, right? They do a lot of coke in the 80s in Florida.
This is the 90s. Oh, yeah, this is the 80s. In April 1993, she was working in West Palm Beach as a client representative for a medical lab company. So by 2012, by the year 2000, she was still saying that she ran the entire 1980 Boston Marathon.
Lying, bitch. In 2000, she's saying. 20 years later, she's still telling these lies.
She's still declaring, I fucking ran it. I ran it. Fair and square. I won it. Fair and square.
Let me just go ahead and side note this. If you're going to lie, I guess deny it till you die.
That's fucking exactly what she did. So, an acquaintance of hers by the name of Steve Merrick said that she admitted to him a few months after the race that she cheated. She said that, or he said she told him that she jumped out of the crowd, not knowing that the first woman hadn't passed her yet.
So she didn't want to win. She just wanted to place.
And she was just as shocked as anyone that she had come in first. Bitch, you didn't come in first. Bitch. Because you didn't run.
Bitch.
However, sadly, last year we lost dear Rosie Ruiz to cancer.
Oh, brain cancer?
It might have been brain cancer.
That's what you get for lying about that shit. That comes upon you. That's karma, baby.
Yeah, you never joke about, like, illnesses. Mm-mm. Or people dying. Like, that's another thing. Like, people, oh, I have to go to a funeral. My grandma died, or my aunt died, or my uncle died, or
you just put died. A death wish on them, Ricky Bobby. Don't you put that on me, Ricky Bobby.
Don't. If you're going to say you need to go to a funeral for something, make it somebody that you don't have. Like, if you're an only child, or I'm sorry, if your parents, if both your parents are only children and you have don't have aunts or uncles, use those aunts or uncles. Or, you know, if your grandparents have already passed, use a grandparent. But don't use living people as excuses for your funeral.
Because you'll kill them.
Because you just cursed them and they will die sooner than they are expected.
Yeah, we believe that.
You never heard me say, oh, I can't, I have cancer. Like, I'm not doing that. Are you out of your mind? No, thank you.
I'm good, thanks. You've never heard me say, no, I can't, I got cancer. Or let me in, I've got cancer.
No, I don't. Not happening.
It's fucked up.
I'm not using cancer as an excuse. I'm not using any deathly freaking illness as an excuse.
Okay.
So, you know, if I have the flu and then I die of the flu. Like, who dies of the flu? Sick people die of the flu. Mm-hmm. So if you're immunocompromised, then don't say you have the flu. But I'm just saying.
Just make some fucking shit. I mean, don't make some shit up. Like, if you don't want to go to work, say, I need to take a mental health day.
That's, look, everybody needs that.
And I'd be like, I told my boss, I'm like, I can't come in today. I need a mental health day because y'all motherfuckers is on my last nerve.
I will shoot someone.
Do you want to live? I suggest I stay home today.
I suggest I stay home. I suggest.
For your safety.
You know, for everyone's safety.
You let me stay the fuck home, because you aren't going to see me today.
Oh my god, so did you hear about this thing? This person that committed murder at the freaking Milwaukee brewery, at the Molson brewery over in, like, Minnesota or Colorado or
whatever. No, what are you talking about?
Last week.
Committed murder.
Well, it was a murder-suicide. There were six people.
What?
The Molson...
I'm going to Google it.
I'm going to put Molson murder and see what happens.
Milwaukee murder?
It
was at a brewery?
Uh-huh.
Milwaukee...
3 days ago. Okay, suspected gunman. Molson Coors Brewery, yeah.
Police ID gunman victims in Milwaukee brewery shooting.
Yeah.
No, so what...
That happened this week. So
and it's a black dude, too. Dude!
An employee of the Molson Coors Brewery in Milwaukee, Wisconsin.
Wisconsin.
Walked into work, shot some people, and shot himself.
Was a gun-obsessed electrician who built his own firearms. He looks like a crazy person. Look at his eyes.
I can't see his eyes. Look at his eyes.
He's just no smile. I guess he looks crazy to me, but...
Well, he was, apparently. There was something going on. Yeah.
One of the worst mass shootings in Wisconsin in history. Oh, my God.
Yeah.
He built guns with mail order parts as a hobby.
That's what freaking a lot of these people do nowadays, because they're supposed to be registered. If it's an unregistered firearm, it can't be traced. If you're going to commit a murder, but this guy committed murder-suicide, so...
So he was 51 years old. He was a disgruntled worker at the Coors Brewery, and he'd been working at the plant for 15 years before slipping off a ladder and hurting his shoulder, forcing him to miss work.
Did his workman's comp claim get denied?
After the fall, he told her that spies from the beer
company...
the person who's talking about this. That's someone who's doing the reporting. The spies from the beer company had been sent to his neighborhood to watch his movements and make sure he wasn't faking the injury.
They do spy on you.
They do spy on you. He once pointed to a spy in a car and griped that he irritated him. So I guess he fell and they were watching him to make sure that he was really injured. They do that. They will watch you if you're on disability.
If you're, you have if a fall. You have, if you're filing a lawsuit, they do send private investigators to watch you. Or like if you're in public places, they actually requisition the videotapes. Like people are dumb enough to go to parties and be dancing, mm-hmm. or are dumb enough to go to theme parks and ride roller coasters.
Girl, because my neck was fucked up after we went to Magic Mountain. I was like, oh shit, my neck hurts.
But people do stuff. Like, you say you're injured, but you're fucking having the time of your life over here when you should probably not be doing that, what you're doing. And so they do send some places, not every place, but insurance companies, because they're trying to cover their asses. Yeah, they don't want to pay your claims.
Yep.
So they will send people to fucking spy on you.
They have law firms for that, and they do that. So apparently he was let go. He was fired from the
they fired him. Is Wisconsin an at-will?
I have no idea, but they fired him from on Wednesday. Ferrer reportedly was fired from the firm before returning to the 82-acre beer facility to carry out the bloody massacre with a silenced gun wearing a stolen name tag. He killed 5 employees. That's terrible.
He's probably like, yo, bitch ass, I hate you.
He killed electricians and machinists.
So the people he worked with, because he was a fucking electrician, right?
Yeah. Ranging from age 33 to 61 years old.
They're people that he worked with that probably snitched on him at one point in time.
This is senseless. This is so fucking stupid. That makes me angry. Like, if you're mad, go kill your fucking self. I'm not.
You did.
But took some people with don't her. Take me with you, bitch. I'm not trying to be haunting this fucking brewery forever. Because guess what? If something bad happens to me in a place of work, I am hanging around and I'm spooking everybody. Get out of here now! Leave. You don't want to be here, do you? Scare everybody. So this, how do we get on this guy?
We're talking about the week. Like shit that happened this week.
No, we weren't. We were talking about that bitch.
Rosie Ruiz. We segued to her somehow.
Okay, anyway, continue your story. That's sad, Brandy.
It's just, it's bullshit. Like, people are losing their lives over dumb shit.
Mm-hmm.
Y'all, I don't believe... Oh, because we were talking about take a mental health day.
Yeah, take a mental health day.
I cannot.
Take a mental health day. And it is for your best interest and your employer's best interest. So don't lie and say that someone has cancer or is dying.
There it is.
Say it's for yourself and that you need it to get the fuck away. Period.
Listen, I need to take a mental health day. Or I need to take a I won't kill my employees and my coworkers day. That's what it is.
I call it a mental health day because when I was working up in the Bay Area, we had mental health days. Like, it was like you get 2 mental health days a year. It does not come out of your sick time. It comes out of your mental health days. And it's important.
I hate to break it to your employer that gave you 2 days a fucking year for mental health.
Well, there's sick time too. But I can lie about my grandma.
But,
but,
mental health days should be way more than just 2.
Hey, I can't give you 12 sick days a month, a year. You get 10, bitch. Use a vacation day if you need it. Brave pissed.
Do you understand that mental health
is important?
Is a chronic issue. It's not a couple of days. Like, it's not the flu. It's mental health. Like, literally, my brain is telling me to stop going to work or something bad is going to happen to somebody. You need to give me more than 2 fucking days of mental health.
Can I have 3?
I'm sorry, 16 hours, because that's what it boils down to. 16 fucking hours of mental health. I will come in and fucking start licking your phones when I have the flu. I'll come in if I'm sick. If I got the flu, I will lick your phone. I will freaking put spit all over your fucking keyboard.
Keep you Brady will get out sick. Of the office.
Yeah, because then you're going to know that the whole office needs more days. Because I'm crazy. I need mental health days. But I got the flu. I'm going to come in. I'm going to cough all over your shit. You're going to be wondering, why? How did I get sick? Nobody I know is sick. It's because I gave it to you.
It's because I licked your phone.
I licked your phone. I licked your coffee cup that you love so much that you use every day.
You're a dick.
I sure am.
Don't let her give in the
me two. Give me 16 hours of mental health. You can suck my butt. I don't think so. Suck my butt.
I'm going to do like Cardi B. Suck my ass. Suck my ass.
Speaking about sucking ass.
Oh my God. Who sucked an ass?
Nobody sucked an ass, but like with these baby chicks, they get this thing called pasty
impacted
butt.
Impacted butthole?
Yeah, pasty butt. They call it pasty butt.
Like impacted glands that these dogs
get? Yeah, so I got a, like, it only happened to three of them. It's happened already? Yeah, one happened to one yesterday, and then...
You got some rubber gloves or something?
Two today.
Some latex gloves.
I had to clean their little boo holes. Mm-hmm. I had to clear the impacted poo.
With a towel.
Used a Q-tip today because I thought it might be easier. And I got it done today. I watched a YouTube video today, and the guy was like, get like a soaking wet rag and just put it on there.
Because it gets hard?
It's shit. It's dried up shit. What? And you got to get it moist and get it off because it gets stuck in their like little fur and their butt feathers. I had to clean birds' asses. I didn't think like getting baby chicks I was going to have to clean assholes. Stop, Brandy. You're so dramatic.
I can't. Oh, God, no. Ugh. That, like, seriously, like, that kind of talks, fucks with my gag, because all I'm imagining is just shit and nasty. Oh, it's like I can't breathe.
They're babies.
I can't breathe.
I can't breathe.
Oh.
Well, I guess I'm the tough one.
Can't do it. Like, blood, I have no problem with blood. I have no problem with, like, you know, internal organs and shit. But when it comes to actual shit, we have a problem.
Look how beauty's looking at you.
Bitch, what's wrong with you? We got a problem when it comes to actual poop. I just cannot do it.
Rosie Ruiz died of cancer. We don't know what kind of cancer it was.
Mm-mm. In July last year.
2019?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. That's recent, within a year.
Yeah. Yeah.
Who should we thank for this story?
So this story was hand-delivered to us on a platter, basically, by our friend Anthony at the After Dark podcast.
After Midnight.
After Midnight. Is it after? See, after, what's After Dark?
A series on TV.
Is it? After Midnight podcast. I feel like every time I find his podcast, it says After Dark.
I think on Twitter it might be After Dark, but let me look right here.
But thank you, Anthony, for basically spoon feeding us that episode. It was wonderful. So
thank you, Anthony.
Go check him out if you've never listened to After Midnight. He plays some really good tunes that you may never have heard before, but you might want to put into your playlist because they're awesome.
Yeah, they are.
And, like, literally, like, they're, like, gems that you just find one day, and you're like, oh, shit.
Dude, like, his new episode that he released last week, I was the first song. I was like, what is this?
Exactly. You're just like, oh, okay. Yeah! All right, add that to the playlist.
Okay.
So,
Anthony's doing the Lord's work.
So, give Anthony some love, and go ahead and listen to his podcast, because he plays the oldies goodies, newbies goodies, and shit you may not have heard yet.
And he also has the Podcast Posse.
Podcast Posse. You guys are awesome as well.
What is happening?
All right. So, sucks to be her. She never confessed why she did it.
She never admitted to it except for to this one person who says that she told him.
Hmm.
That, you know, so who knows.
Deny it till you die, bitch. Deny it till you die. Good work for you. Ugh. Bully for you. What's your thumbs up for the week?
My thumbs up for the week is that I am going to start mass manufacturing. I say mass manufacturing. I'm the only person. I'm the only one doing this. I'm going to start working on my jewelry again.
Cool.
I've been inspired by some, like, the Facebook. I'm sorry, not Facebook. The Instagram jewelry makers, like, you know, the beaters, the wire wrappers, they're, like, inspirational. And I'm like, I don't want to be like, oh, I'm going to make the exact thing that you made. But, like, they're inspiring me. I might, you know, take a few of their ideas and modify them to make them my own. But I'm going to be doing some sterling silver gemstone jewelry. I'm going to try. And I say try because I have to buy stones, and those are expensive, so I don't know if I'll be able to do that. Luckily, I have wire.
I've got wire and I have some stones already, but I'd have to sell some stuff to buy some more stuff. But I'm going to try to do a spring collection.
Ooh.
And I don't have very many stones to do that, so hopefully I can sell some pieces and produce a spring collection and have a collection that's out for people to make purchases from.
Where can they buy your products at?
Nothing's available on Etsy anymore because all my products expired. So at the moment, you can contact me. I'll be posting, I have so many pieces and I haven't put nearly, I think I put maybe a fifth of them on Instagram just to show. So I will put images on Instagram and I will list their costs in the descriptions. If you'd like to purchase, I will give you my Cash App or my
Venmo,
and you can purchase them. I will ship them to you in a beautiful package, and I'm going to start working on the spring collection. I think I have four stones to do a spring collection right now, but it will
grow. We will take what we can get from the spring collection.
So that's my Thumbs up for the week is that I have been inspired. I haven't made any jewelry in a couple of months just because nobody has bought any, and I feel like, actually, Mom, I made Mom some earrings.
Give me some jewelry, and I will take them to the Goldie Palooza in April next month.
Okay, but that's in April.
Yeah, so I paid for this a long time ago, so it's like you're paying into it, and then you're going to get your rewards afterwards.
Yeah, so that's my thumbs up. What is your thumbs up for the week?
Ooh, my thumbs up for the week is that I want to get better.
Better at what? Or you want to feel better?
I want
to
feel better. I want this congestion and this snot and this mucus to go away. I'm a chicken mama. I'm a lady bird. And I'm excited about my chicks. So I want to take care of them, and I'm working the election with you on Tuesday.
Oh yeah, we're working the 2020 primary. That's gonna be
vote.
Interesting.
Go and vote.
Yeah, if you're in California, our primary's on Tuesday. Go fucking vote. Your vote counts. We are electing the candidate for president party. Or whatever party that you're affiliated with, except for the Republican Party, because that candidate is already the incumbent. The state of our country is important to you, and you want to vote for a specific person, go and select your presidential candidate
we're
in the primary.
We're just selecting candidates. Just candidates.
Yeah, we're selecting candidates.
So I'm going to be working my first election.
And it's going to be a bitch.
It's going to be a bitch.
They are predicting that it's going to be most primaries don't turn out that many people.
Yeah.
They're predicting that this one is
I've
going to
I've learned about electioneering, and I'm not allowing electioneering. Oh,
during the presidential election last year, we did have somebody come in with a Trump hat, and he was like, I can vote for whoever I want. And we're like, no, it's not about who you're voting for. You can't wear that hat in here. That is the rule. You will be convicted of a misdemeanor if you go in there wearing. If you have anything that has any candidate name or symbol or whatever on it, candidates or even propositions, if you are wearing anything that says vote this way, this is the candidate I prefer, or whatever, what have you, don't vote for this person, fuck Trump, or Trump 2020, whatever the case is, you cannot wear that into a polling station. You need to be 100 feet away, and you need to take that shit off.
That's called electioneering, and I learned that in Bakersfield.
Yep, and it's illegal. It is illegal, so if they're telling you you need to remove that because it's illegal, they're not lying. It's the truth.
Get out. Fuck out. So I'm excited about that. I'm excited to see all the people in my town. It's super exciting.
We'll see who shows up.
Yeah. I mean, that's pretty much it. I'm going to, vibe with my chicks. I'm going to do that thing with you. And
vibe with your chicks.
Yeah, my birds. And that's pretty much it, girl. Like, nothing too exciting. That's about it, dude. That's it. My dogs are sleeping. They're so fucking cute. I'll take a picture for you guys because you guys love bitches too, right?
Y'all love bitches too, right?
Anyway, all right. So, that's cool. You have anything else to say? Vote for Pedro.
Vote for Pedro.
Thank you for listening to this episode. If you're hearing this right now, we love you. Thank you for listening to this entire episode. We appreciate you to the most. So if you liked it.
The most or the max.
The max, the most, whatever. Go ahead and subscribe. If you're not subscribed already, go ahead and subscribe on whatever platform you're listening to. And come on back next week. We have a lot of episodes. We're a year old. So we've got quite a catalog from last year. So take a listen. We got some good shit going on this year. So listen, if you're loving and you're liking, go ahead and share with your friends. They want some good shit to listen to, too. You can connect with us on social, on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram. Visit our website, bookoflifespodcast.com. And we have all of our episodes there. You can listen to all of our episodes. I have a listener, and it updates it, like, real time. I don't have to go in there and update it on the reg like I used to, so that's super sweet. Mm. So thank you for listening, and come on back. And I am Sunny Hepburn.
And I'm Brandy Flick.
And this was Book of Lies, the podcast. And we will be getting our Patreon episode together. Have you watched it yet?
I started rewatching it. I still haven't watched like the entire series yet.
We're waiting for Brandy to finish watching Hunters, and then we'll go ahead and put up that Patreon episode for our patrons. We love you guys. And if you want to join us on Patreon, visit us at www.patreon.com/bookoflifespodcast.
Back off.
I have to pee so bad. Oh, my God. Thank you so much. We love you. Bye.
I have to pee.